Je cherche Henry's Bar.
Comment? Comment?
Henry's Bar, je cherche le...
Vous êtes allemand?
Pardon? Comment?
Allemand, Sie sind Deutsch.
German, oh, sorry, I didn't realize. I don't speak German. Je ne parle pas le... I mean, the sprechen das, you know...
Très
bien. Right, well, merci. Guten Abend, thank you. Oh, I don't suppose sprechen Sie Anglais, English, peut-être?
No way.
The skiing resort of Tignes nestles high up, obviously, in the French Alps. It's typical of the newer purpose-built French ski resorts in that it's very similar to a lot of the other ones, and it was built on purpose. At an altitude of 2,100 meters, it's cold. I've come here because I'll be spending tomorrow with Lucy Russell, who works as a rep for Snowmadic Winter Holidays. But first, I've got to make contact with her in one of the small bars which are dotted here and there, somewhere sort of out of sight.
Excusez moi, connaissez-vous où est Henry's Bar?
Ah oui, je le connais. Merci, au revoir.
Pardon? Au revoir.
Henry's Bar is one of the most popular evening meeting places in Tignes, even though it's small and really very well hidden. It caters particularly for the younger set, so it was still open when I arrived sometime after about 11:30, probably closer to, well, about 12:15, yes.
You must be Roy Mallard.
Hello, it's Roy Mallard, BBC Radio. How did you know that?
It's pretty obvious, really.
Well, pardon?
Hello, it's Lucy.
Hello, thank you.
Lucy is 26 and has been a rep with Snowmadic since the company was set up. As well as wanting to get her spoken French up to the level of her unspoken French, which had always been very good, she'd been keen to take some time off after university. But she didn't go to university, so she had to take time off after working in a leisure centre instead. One thing followed another, which is really quite an obvious thing to say, and now, 4 years later, she's still here, returning to her home in Sussex only periodically to ride her horse and argue with her parents, though this is getting increasingly hard for her parents because these days they can't keep up with the horse.
You found your way here okay, then?
Oh, yes.
Was there a problem with the coach?
No, that was fine.
It's just that you were due in at 10, weren't you? Have you been to the hotel?
No, I've just been, you know, walking around a bit, you know, having a look at the nice place, isn't it?
My God, you're freezing. Do you want a tissue?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
It's just that your nose is dripping.
Is it? Look. Oh, dear. Oh, yes, sorry about that.
Oh, that's okay. Just an old sweater I wear for messing around in.
Well, okay, it's very nice.
Here, have a tissue.
Oh, thank you.
Christ, your hands are like blocks of ice.
Oh, they are, or something. That's fine.
Aren't you going to blow your nose, then?
Yeah. Yes, I am. It's I can't quite feel it.
Do you want me to blow it for you?
Well, I don't see it.
Here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Traditionally, winter holiday operators have worked on the assumption that the only way to make money is to pack large groups of skiers as densely as possible into block-booked hotels. No one had thought to question this theory. So when Snowmadic was launched 4 years ago, that's the assumption they worked on too. Tonight, Lucy's been spending the evening here, in the warm, with a party from a squash club in Staffordshire.
This is Jeff and Karen. Roy Mallard.
Hello. I was just saying to Karen, you don't look like a ski instructor.
Me? No, I've only just arrived. I mean, I work in radio.
Yeah, but I'm saying you don't look like a ski instructor.
Yeah.
Jeff and Karen come skiing every year to celebrate their wedding anniversary.
Oh, that's a nice idea. And it's nice you made a discovery. You both like skiing, isn't it?
Oh, we knew that already. We've been skiing together for ages.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, what we discovered is we both like the idea of being married.
Right, yeah.
What about you, Roy?
Me? Oh, yes, I love the idea of being married. I'm very keen on it, as a matter of fact.
Oh, dear. What a shame.
Why, would you... No, I am married.
What? Seriously?
Karen... Sorry, she can never tell when people are pulling a leg.
Oh,
no, but I mean I am.
Roy's going to be following me around for the day tomorrow.
I bet he is.
No, I am.
No one will be following anyone around tomorrow.
What? And this is Simon, who's the party organiser.
Hello. So what has been
really
the party
speaking, I don't foresee anyone going out with the weather they forecast for tomorrow, to be honest.
Oh, I don't know. It didn't look too bad to me.
It's actually really cold, isn't it?
I think we'll be okay.
You see, you say that, but to be honest with you, you're wrong.
And finally, this is Simon's wife, Fiona.
Hello.
She can't speak, I'm afraid.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry. Oh, marvellous. You'd never know.
She's got laryngitis.
Oh, that's marvellous too, isn't it?
The doctor's told her she mustn't even try. You see, otherwise, to be honest, her vocal cords might be permanently damaged.
That must be very frustrating, Fiona. Just, you know, just sort of nod your head.
Right, I'm going to the bar. Do you want a drink, Roy?
Yes, I'd love one. Let me get you one. What would you like?
Well, if I have another Southern Comfort, God knows what will happen.
Oh, well, can I get you a soft drink then?
What do you mean, soft?
Well, you know, sort of non-alcoholic.
What do you mean?
Well,
it's probably best if you get Fabian, because if he knows it's for me, we'll get huge measures.
Good, why?
Because they're all wearing the baseball hat.
They've both got baseball hats on.
No, that's his hair.
Oh, yes, of course, yes. Right, excusez-moi.
Oui.
Bonsoir. Please, je voudrais une Southern Comfort, s'il vous plaît.
Excusez-moi.
I can't afford you soon.
Vous êtes espagnol?
Sorry, comment?
Est-ce usted espagnol?
Une Southern Comfort, por favor.
It had been a long day, and a beer was what I needed, but I was tired, so when Fabian brought me a small glass of sangria and two plates of anchovies, I decided to make the best of it and go with the flow. Although there wasn't that much of a flow to go with, since I don't like anchovies, and Lucy drank the sangria and ordered two more before I could tell her that it wasn't Southern Comfort. Outside, the air was clear and a big night sky hung silent and still above and around us, almost as if we were suspended thousands of feet up in the... Well, we were. We were up a mountain.
Is that bag all right to be dragged along like that?
Yes, it's okay. I've got those little wheels on the back.
Where?
Oh.
I might be able to get you some tape or something to stick over that.
Oh, that's all right. It's just a little,
And what's this that's fallen out? Oh, an old sock.
Yes, it is. Yes, yes. I mean, I just threw some things together and,
Oh, my God. It's huge.
Well, I've got quite wide feet.
But it...
Yeah.
Oh, no, look. Yes. It's not a sock.
Yes,
it's
give it here.
It's a...
Is it?
It's a balaclava, isn't it?
Oh, yes, it is, really, isn't it? Yes.
Is that what you wear for skiing?
Well, you know, it depends what sort of mood I'm in, really, and the condition of the tracks, the snow, you know, and the...
Anyway, look, that's the Hotel of Sapin just up there on the right.
Oh, yes. Well, it looks nice, doesn't it? You know, sort of nice and sort of warm.
Yes. Did Jerry from the Guildford office manage to get in touch with you before you left?
No. Why?
Oh, right. Well, it's just that I got a fax through from him this afternoon to do with the whole room situation.
Oh, when you say room...
Anyway, it's okay, because they've managed to get you in the annex.
Oh, good.
Which is just along the sort of track opposite the hotel.
Right.
And then up the toboggan track, through the trees, and it's on your right. Can you see where that light is?
Oh, I see, yes. Yeah, just over there.
No, much higher up, but on its own.
Oh, I see, yes.
But breakfast is down in the hotel with Jeff and Karen and the rest of them, so that should be fine. And it's only time from about 7:30 to 7:45.
Good.
Okay, Roy? Oh, yes, and I think you're sharing a room now.
Sharing?
With Dave, who's the coach driver for a school party we've got in.
What do you mean? We're sharing the actual room?
Oh, the top load. You'll love it.
The bathroom and...
Okay, I've just got to get back down to Henri's bar.
What now?
Yes, it's just someone I'm supposed to meet, you know, the driver.
Who is it?
Oh, just someone, you know.
No?
Well, it's just, you know, just Guy.
Just a guy?
No, Guy.
Just a Guy.
All right.
It's Roy Mallard.
My nipper. He had one of them bags for his football and that.
Huh?
They're crap, aren't they?
Well, it's not so bad.
Just... What he's done is he got some of them little wheels you can put on, you know, from the catalogue.
Yeah.
And they were crap and all.
Were they?
What's that hanging out the back then?
It's a sock. I've got very wide feet.
You seen them pictures from that Hubble Space Telescope?
Well, no, I haven't.
I mean, what's that all about then? I said to my missus, just as well spend the money on the railways.
Yeah.
Bloody lottery, it's a joke.
So I'm through there, am I?
No, that's the bathroom and that. That water, you know, it's all hydroelectric up here. I mean, it's got to be this high up, isn't it? And
yeah.
Back home, it's all bloody out-of-town shopping centres.
Yeah.
My nipper, he's at the Royal College of Music now.
So where...
More stuffy in here, isn't it? Oh.
Mm.
Do you smoke?
No, I don't.
You know, 3 years ago, I was smoking 30 a day, straight up.
Really?
Yeah. Now I'm on 40.
Horrible. Yes, so, I mean... Where's the other bed, then?
What do you mean, other bed? Where are you going?
I'm just going to the bathroom.
You want
to
wash yourself on them tiles? The light don't work. Never mind, the channel tunnel.
Can you tell me where the light switch is?
There's something quite different about the whole business of having breakfast on a skiing holiday. I suppose, really, the fact that you're on a skiing holiday. Yes. Well, that's it then. Simon's fears about the weather were unfounded, so he still had them in the morning, even though the weather was fine. I'd already been on an early morning walk from the annex along the forest tracks to the neighbouring resort of Val Claret before I met a woman who spoke English and was able to direct me back to Tignes. So I was more than ready for some coffee and as many croissants as there were going.
Is there any marmalade over there?
Yeah, you've been lucky with that stuff.
Oh, God, you look tired. Did you have a very late night?
Well, no, not really, no. Not especially deeply, I don't think.
No. The thing is, to be honest, you can never get it out of these bloody little plastic containers.
Yeah. Finding the best of it,
son.
Jeff and I find we both keep ending up in the middle of
ours. Yeah, yes, really.
See, really speaking, it's deliberate. It's to save the money on marmalade.
Yeah, actually, someone showed me a very good tip for opening these. What you do here, I mean, if you instead of pulling the little tab thing, you just push inwards like this, it just sort of pops. Oh.
Yeah, now you see, that's milk.
Yes, yes. Well, so, Fiona, how's your voice this morning?
Yeah, she's saying it's gone down onto her chest.
Yes, I can see that's what she's saying. I'm sorry to hear that. I mean, to see them. I mean, to see that.
What standard are you?
You're a regular
here. You know, about regular, I would say, yes. Yes, regular. I find it always makes me very hungry.
So what will you be doing today?
I think that depends on what Lucy's doing, really.
Well, I hope you're okay on Morgul's.
Yes, I've got a lot of sangria last night, and I seem to be okay on that, so I think it should be fine.
To be truthful, I don't like the colour of that sky.
No,
it's like the 3 years ago in Courchevel. By 11 o'clock, there were 2 fatalities and all the runs were closed.
Are you all right? Is Fiona okay? Her eyes are rolling and everything.
Yeah, it's all right. I don't think she agreed to Simon about the weather.
Oh, right, I see. Why? I wonder, do you think they're going to use all their marmalade things on that table?
Their tomato sauce, I think.
Oh.
I was going
to eat the
My plan was to make contact with Lucy in the bar of the hotel at 10:30 and talk over coffee about how the day might pan out. But her plan was that I should be at the boot room no later than 8 o'clock with some waterproof clothing, so that's what happened. She arrived glowing with rude health and slightly out of breath, with a ski instructor who looked very fit and big, though not all that sensitive.
Roy, this is Gay.
Hello, Roy.
Bonjour.
Lucy has told me all about you.
Oh, really? You know, it might not all be true.
No, I do believe it now.
Roy, I've just got to make sure all the groups are okay before they go off for their lessons.
Yeah.
But then I normally go off re-skiing for an hour or so if you want to come along.
Pre-skiing? Yes, yes. Well, I've always liked that. Yes, I mean, it's my favourite.
Good. Well, we'll just get you sorted out with some skis and sticks.
Quite. Good.
Okay, Roy, what size skis do you normally use?
What size? Well, mainly sort of regular, really, you know. I mean, unless it's very windy.
But then, how tall are you?
Oh, about 6 foot, I think.
Really? Are you sure?
Oh, well, you know, roughly.
Well, Guy's 6 foot, and he looks miles bigger than you.
Do you think so? Well, it's just because he's tanned.
So, Roy, how many times have you been skiing?
About... Well, you know, it's difficult to remember, isn't
it? More than 5?
Oh, good grief, yes.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I went twice in a morning once.
Okay, we tried 180s.
Yeah, oh, they look fine, yes, lovely. They're quite bigger when you get close up, aren't they?
And these sticks should be okay when new.
Oh, yes, oh, they're good, aren't they? Nice and red.
Now, boots.
Yes, yes, okay, then, good idea.
Once I'd got my equipment, I was to make my way to the top of the slope in front of the hotel and wait there for Lucy. Making my way there in ski boots and carrying my skis and sticks wasn't easy. But nothing worthwhile is ever easy, and there's a satisfaction from accepting a challenge, staying with it, and finally conquering it.
Well, there you are. I thought we said at the top.
The top? I thought...
How long have you been down here? I've been up there looking all over the place for you.
Oh, I just thought I'd stop and look at the piste map, you know. It's very big, isn't it? Sort of metallic.
Haven't you got a bit cold waiting down here in the shade?
Well, I've got one of those vests on. They conserve your body heat, you know, when you've got some.
Roy, this is Annabelle, who's a rep for Ski Matic. We often ski together in the morning.
Roy.
Hello.
Lucy's told me all about you.
Really? Not all of it bad, I hope.
Shall we make a start before the queues begin to build up? Might as well catch the 3-man chairlift.
Right, excellent. Where is that, then?
Right here, Liz.
Oh.
It might be easier for you to walk down and put your skis on there.
Well, I think I'll put them on now.
Okay, fine.
I'll just... Oh. What's happened to my other boot?
Well, isn't it on your foot?
I think so, yes. Where's my foot?
Under the snow, look.
Really?
Are you going to put your balaclava on, Roy?
No, I don't think so, no.
But, have you got it with you?
One of the great things about a skiing holiday is that you can recapture the feeling of being a child again. Unless you had a childhood which was unhappy or blighted in some way. So it's easy to see why so many people come back winter after winter for another fix of snow, sun and sangria, sardine, speed. Speed.
Wow! Good grief! That's fantastic! I nearly lost it for a moment. Phew! Christ.
Good, excellent. Okay, shall we catch the lift now then?
So, what sort of things would you say you need to be a successful ski rep?
I don't know, really. I suppose snow, mountains.
Yes, well, I
supermarket as well, of course. That's very important. Otherwise, there'd be nowhere to get things like, butter.
Right, yes. And what about...
fruit, of course.
Yes. Moving on a little bit now, what about the personal... Gosh, this is quite a high bit, isn't it? What? Gosh, yes. What about the personal qualities that you need to do the job?
Well, you spend 90% of your time working with people, so you've really got to like working.
Right, yes.
And then you need to be able to do lots of things at the same time.
I see, yes. So can you be a bit more specific about that?
Yes. You need to be able to do ever so many things at the same time. A really great number of things.
Yes, but so, I mean, what kind of things?
Well, take Thursday of this week, Minister.
That's yesterday.
Well, I can't help that. It's the most recent example I've got.
No, I just say, you know, that's it.
No, suddenly...
Oh, look, we've stopped. I suppose there's nothing, you know, quite normal, really. Amazing how this one piece of wire can hold all this, just, you know, sort of... Lovely view, isn't it?
And then I suddenly got a fax through from Rittenworth telling me to cancel the evening's torchlight procession.
Really? So what would the...
You can't get a fax through suddenly.
Of course you can. It comes down the phone line. That's the whole point.
So what was it? Why were they...
Yeah, but faxes come out really slowly.
What's it, a phone call if it's a long one?
And when you got it, this fax, what did it,
Oh, well, there's been some big insurance claim, so head office have got very nervous about torchlight procession.
You got cold feet. So you just had to cancel it?
Oh, no, that's too complicated. A lot of people had already paid. In the end, I moved it forward to the afternoon.
Doesn't that rather destroy the whole point of it?
Well, there is no point to them. What's the point of having a torchlight procession?
Well, I suppose this sort of bouncing up and down, swaying about sort of thing is quite, you know, nothing to... I mean, everybody seems... Oh, the sun's gone in.
You're actually beginning to hurt my arm a bit.
Really? I'm sorry.
Am I?
Sorry.
At the top of the lift, people gathered together in small groups to share the ritual activity of tightening boots, adjusting sunglasses, or zipping up zips, and to share also the sense of anticipation, almost as if they were reluctant to abandon themselves to the thrill of the descent towards the village, which now lay kilometres below us. Miles below. I mean, it really was miles below.
Are you okay now, Roy?
Yes, fine, thanks, fine. The head between the knees thing was a good idea.
Yeah.
I said, I'm sorry about the confusion over the knees.
That's okay.
That was me, actually.
Oh, was it? Were they? I mean...
It's just lucky you didn't have a big breakfast.
Yes, that is lucky, isn't it? Or a small one.
So, we ready?
Yes, ready, yes.
You're going to be warming up in this room.
It is a bit...
Put your balaclava on.
What?
Put it on.
Well, I...
Oh, please.
Well, perhaps just while we're up here on this mountain...
Your ears are starting to go a bit blue, and that's fine.
Great,
huh? Pardon?
Your ears are starting... What's the matter? What's happening?
It's a bit,
You've got it on back to front.
Pardon?
It's not the same one I saw last night.
I haven't
noticed... Oh,
the hole? Sorry, I can't see anything.
It's
a bad
at all. It's right.
It's a sock. The nut to this.
It's a sock, look.
Oh, it was a bit dark this morning when I left. I didn't want to wake David up, you know.
Right, well, shall we make a move?
Yes, let's.
Great thought.
I've got very, very wide feet.
Okay, now we can go wherever we like, really.
Good.
The only thing is, we've got to end up back at the restaurant Le Chamois d'Or for lunch.
Check.
Near some of our parties, and that's at the top of the long drag list that comes up from...
If you just come over here, Roy, I'll show you on this map.
Okay, good.
Okay, so you see this blue run here? Roy?
Roy, where are you going?
I think I'm just going over here. Yeah, yes, I am.
You see, we could do the blue run first, and then... Roy!
Right, I think I'll probably keep going down here.
You're gonna be all right on your own.
Oh, yes, I'll just, I'm sorry, I've just got to concentrate for a minute.
Well, shall we meet you for lunch, then?
Okay, that's fine. What I'll do is I'll just... Oh, my God!
With an hour to fill before our rendezvous, I was free to go wherever my skis took me, sometimes even beyond where my skis took me. Twice, in fact. It was now that I was reminded of what the phrase close to the edge really means, by a man who'd been standing on it trying to take a photograph, just as I'd discovered how to pick up speed in a straight line. Later on, Simon and Fiona were among the many people I bumped into in a lift queue at the bottom of, well, of a lift.
Oh, I'm sorry. Fiona, are you okay? Oh, I trapped your middle finger. How painful. I'm sorry.
Yeah, to be honest, there's nothing wrong with her finger. What she said...
Yeah, right, yes, I see, yes. Sorry, I mean, these sticks, you know, they're a bit unpredictable.
God, are they both fashion?
No, just this one. Oh, whilst we're here, perhaps I can just ask you a bit, you know, as clients, about Lucy's role as a rep.
You want to watch you don't catch cold with all that snow on your head? Have you got a hat?
No, I haven't, no. So, I mean, how important is a rep to a successful ski holiday?
Well, to be honest, a good rep is the difference between an enjoyable skiing holiday and a complete nightmare.
Yeah, I suppose she's got to have the ability to make you feel instantly at home.
She's got to make you feel instantly on a skiing holiday.
Well, yes, I suppose.
I mean, we live in Stockholm, Sweden.
Do you? Mm. Right. You go through there on the train, don't you?
Yeah, but you're cold down your sleeves on that jacket, aren't you?
Yes, I am a bit, yes.
How do they work, then? Do they zip off or what?
No, they just sort of come off. Ah.
Laura, vieni qua!
Hi, Roy. Made it here okay, then?
Oh, yes, no problem.
Had a good morning skiing?
Oh, lovely, yes. Great.
What's happened to your sleeve? You're there. They do the best onion soup I've ever tasted in here. It warms you right through.
Oh, good, because I'm actually very keen on things like, you know, food and heat.
Well, we'll just get in the queue then. See you there when you put your skis off.
Yes, right, good, yes.
I'd arrived at the restaurant a little bit earlier than I expected, which surprised some people who were bent over taking their skis off outside. Even though skiing has become a mass activity, there's a romance and glamour about mountain restaurants, which takes you back to the very early days of the sport, before the advent of things like mountain restaurants. I couldn't wait to be enveloped by the distinctive blend of warmth, gulwars and freshly cooked food, a lot of it hot, once I'd got my skis off.
Who were you? Where did you get to?
Hello.
God, you're eager, aren't you?
What?
We've only just finished lunch and there you are already halfway into your skis.
Yes, well, you know.
It's great in there, isn't it?
Great, yes.
Did you try the onion soup?
Not really, no.
God, has it got colder out here or is it just me?
I think it has actually got colder.
Go away!
Lucy's main activity, not involving gi in the afternoon, is to help run an end-of-holiday slalom competition for those who are going home tomorrow. It's important that everyone taking part comes away feeling that they've achieved something, especially those who haven't. As with every aspect of what she does, it's an event where her energy and enthusiasm will be the fuel that will fuel the fire the engine, to generate current that will kickstart the collective motorbike.
Hello.
I'm a bit busy now.
Oh, it's...
I thought you were going to meet me here at 3.
Yes, I've only just got here. One of my skis came off.
Are you all right?
Yes, fine, yes. Just sort of couldn't get it back on again, that's all.
Oh, dear. Where did this happen?
At the restaurant.
I was hoping to use this time to ask her a lot of questions about her life and her job, but Lucy had the idea that I should find a good time to ask them, which was typical of her organized approach to life. At the bottom of the slope, I couldn't help finding Guy, watching his pupils for the week go through their paces. Well, not paces, obviously, between the poles.
Hop, hop, hop. That is good, Fiona, good. Keep your weight forward. Just relax and then up and down, up and down. Yes, it's easy, isn't it? I told
She's
you.
She's looking good, isn't she?
Oh, yes, though it will be more difficult when she gets on the slope.
Yes, yes, good. So, as an instructor, I suppose it's important for you that the rep does her job competently.
Of course.
Yes, and you depend on each other quite a lot, don't you?
Yes, we are a team.
Yes, so you being the you bring the technical expertise to the partnership. What is it that Lucy does for you?
What do you mean?
Well, she says that she...
She has told you what she does for me?
Well, I...
Have asked her this?
Obviously, I have got a general idea anyway, but I mean, I've been trying to ask her more about exactly, you know, how it works in practice. Hop, 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 hop.
By 4:45, even the keenest skiers were coming off the mountain, which was obviously very scaring for the rest of us, so most people stopped and went home. I was surprised to find that you could ski right up to the door of the annex, especially since there wasn't any snow for the last 30 yards or so.
Blimey. You all right, mate?
Yes, I'm fine.
Bloody thick door, that, isn't it? Heavy.
Yes, it is, really. Yes.
That's to keep out the cold and that, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You see the sperm count still falling?
No, I...
Monitor. He got done on one of them speed cameras. Yeah. Cooked in a few years' time, you won't be able to buy cassette tapes whatsoever.
Really?
I made a bet on that.
I'm going to go and have a shower.
There's no hot water.
Sorry?
Okay, and now the most improved skier of the week.
Yes, so the prize for the most improved skier is Barry. You make the slalom course this afternoon in a time of this misprint, no?
No, that's right.
2.3 seconds.
Barry, is he going to come up? Oh, well, could a couple of you help him?
By 8 o'clock in the dining room stroke bar of the Hotel Les Sapins, the last night fondue evening and prize-giving ceremony is underway. And once again, it's Lucy who must provide the elusive thing.
And finally, the best dressed skier of the week. And the winner emerged very late in the day is Roy Mallard.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
One of the paradoxes of a rep's life is that it's when you're working at your hardest that other people are having their most fun, something they perhaps have in common with a small cluster of other occupations like swimming pool attendants, circus clowns, and prostitutes.
It is hard work, but you also get to have a great time as well.
So how do you picture your career developing over the next few years?
Well, it's best if it's quiet, and then I close my eyes and sort of think really hard.
Right, and when you do that, what do you see yourself doing?
Well, I can't. I've got my eyes closed.
Yes, of course. How does this fondue set-up work exactly?
What have you been saying to Guy about me?
Well, really speaking, Lucy's been pretty good on the whole. Mm. Although we weren't very happy with the torchlight procession yesterday.
Yeah, it must have been a bit frustrating doing it in the daytime.
Mm, yeah, well, that was one thing, right? Yes, but to be honest, what we found particularly disappointing was our torches weren't very good, and they went out halfway down.
Oh, dear. Mm. So what exactly is the meat?
Mm.
You know, the skewers, the fondue.
Oh, well, they all went ages ago, didn't they, Fiona? Mm. She's nodding.
Yes, I know she is, yes. Mm.
You could try asking the waitress. You're just arrived.
Yes, I've been doing some packing.
You're not going till tomorrow morning, are you?
No, but I've got to move out of the annex tonight.
Why?
Just got to your meeting.
Oh, we think Lucy's been everything you could ask for at a rep.
Really?
Mm. Oh, yes. It's just a shame to see her and Guy fall out on our last night.
Ah, yes.
He's such a nice man, isn't he?
Yes, he's very big, isn't he?
For most people, work is something to be endured, and we commit vast tracts of our allotted time to it in an often fruitless effort to clear some little space which is finally for us, finally ours, chasing the mirage of things like holidays, retirement, a warm shower, or some food. To spend a day with someone like Lucy Russell, though, even if you often only see her from the back and in the distance, is perhaps to realize that it doesn't have to be like this. Being a ski rep may not be well paid and may not have much in the way of a career structure, unless you're lucky enough to get moved to a higher mountain, but perhaps the trick for all of us is never to stop. Perhaps the truth is that perpetual motion generates an energy all of its own. Except, of course, it doesn't. Well, it can't.
Excusez-moi, mademoiselle. Puis-je commander some food, s'il vous plaît?
Oui, bien sûr.
Puis-je... Est-ce que c'est... Avez-vous...
Comment?
Yeah, never mind.
Vous êtes suédois?
Pardon?
La Suède?
Swede. Yeah, all right, then. What is that a special?
Roy Mallard would like to give a special thank you to Chris Langer, and also to Caroline Strong, Sally Phillips, Kim Wall, Kay Stonham, Robert Harley, and Jonathan Kidd.